This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and our dermatology channel. With us today is Dr. Clay Cockerill, an internationally recognized pioneer in the field of dermatology and the co-founder of CLN Skincare, a line of products uniquely designed by physicians for skin prone to eczema, sensitivity, folliculitis, acne, and other infections. Dr. Cockerill, certainly a privilege to have you part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're more than welcome. So first of all, for starters, what inspired you and Dr. Anwar to create the company and line up these products?
Well, actually, it's an interesting story. We had known in the dermatology world for a number of years that using bleach baths, where you take a bath in which about a cup of bleach has been poured in there, will help children who've had eczema, atopic dermatitis, and also in some cases folliculitis. I remember hearing that lecture and I thought, well, that's interesting that that works, but I don't think too many mothers like the idea of dumping bleach in their bathtub, and probably no one's going to do that very compliant way. And kind of the idea came, so somebody ought to put that in a more cosmetically elegant delivery system and kind of just file that away. And then one day my friend Dr. Anwar and I were playing golf together, and he had a really terrible infection on his leg, and I said, man, you need to get that taken care of. He's a cardiologist, not a dermatologist, and so gave him antibiotics and treated him appropriately, and he said, well, I really don't want to get this again. What do I do to keep it from coming back? Turned out it was a staph infection. And I told him about the bleach bath concept. Well, he actually, being a compulsive physician, did it daily for about 30 days and said it was one of the most painful things he'd ever done. It was just difficult to do, and he had to rewash his bathtub every time. He was bleaching his clothing and this kind of stuff. So I told him about the idea of we'd sort of had together of maybe putting together a different delivery system. And we hired a chemist, and it took us several years, but we finally have a product that can be applied in a fashion similar to a bleach bath, when in the shower, you don't have to be in a bathtub, and it doesn't bleach your skin. It's very cosmetically elegant, and when people use this product, they're about 80% compliant versus about 20% for a bleach bath. So that's really the story and how the company was founded.
How about that? Very interesting. Now, on another topic, with the Ebola crisis, many want to know what is the best way to keep safe from a skincare standpoint. Where would you start by advising accordingly?
Well, you know, this product that we have is not a treatment for any disease. We're not making any claims to that effect. However, it is a very good cleanser of your body. And we do know that in the laboratory, if you take things like staph and strep and the bacteria that are associated with acne, it has a very, very strong effect on killing those organisms. So if you use this on your own body, for example, and you're, let's say you go to the gym and there might be staph around there and you were to be exposed to that, if you wash with the CLN product right after you've been there, you're not going to get a staph infection for the most part, because that's going to keep your skin clean, and any staph that you may have actually acquired in the gym is going to be killed. So the same thing is really true with an Ebola or other viruses, other things out there, any kind of germs, if you will. If your body is exposed to those and then you use something like this as a cleanser, it's going to keep your skin clean. It's going to give you good hygiene. And one of the reasons that Ebola is transmitted so terribly in these cases in Africa and other places is that there's poor hygiene, and it's easily transmitted by contact with body fluids and things like that. And so if people were to use this, if they thought there was a chance they might be even exposed to it, even in an indirect way, this would increase their chance of being safe and not actually acquiring anything like that.
Now, with serious MRSA risk confirmed in a study that has been publicized in the news, how can active people engaged in both contact and non-contact sports effectively protect themselves from infection?
Yeah, that kind of gets back a little bit to the previous question in a way, because if you're an active person and you're going to a gym where maybe MRSA, also known as MRSA, which means methicillin-resistant or an antibiotic-resistant staph aureus, is present, you're going to potentially come into contact with that. And I see patients in my clinic not infrequently that have MRSA infections acquired now in a community as opposed to a hospital setting. And so if you're going to be in those environments, you need to use something like this, like CLN, as a something to keep your skin clean after you might have been exposed to something like this. The concept of going out working in a gym, I think I would probably take something like a sports wash and then wash afterwards when you get done in the shower. If you are, say, wrestlers, for example, that are actually physically touching one another, if the person you're wrestling with has got a MRSA infection, you're at high risk to develop it as well. So if you're in a situation like that, I think something like this would be very valuable to use, especially right when you got finished wrestling. And a lot of people just go take a shower. They don't really use any kind of antibacterial or anti-germ type of product. It's not going to be as effective as you use something like this. It's actually got a very effective component that kills things like MRSA.
Today we are with Dr. Clay Cockrell, an internationally recognized pioneer in the field of dermatology and the co-founder of CLN Skincare, a line of products uniquely designed by physicians for skin prone to eczema, sensitivity, folliculitis, acne, and other infections here on eHealth Radio's Dermatology Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Cockrell, October is National Eczema Awareness Month. Tell us how you help to raise awareness for the incurable skin condition and how others can help as well.
Well, you know, this is really a terrible disease that most people don't really realize how bad it is. When a child with eczema that's got really severe atopic dermatitis is in a family, a lot of times they really, the whole family gets involved in this. I've seen families where the husband and wife divorce. The child is constantly requiring medical care. There's difficulty at sleeping, and it's just an extremely difficult problem for families to deal with. We do have a website. The National Eczema Association has got a website. Since this is Eczema Awareness Month, there's going to be advertisements in print and probably also on video media, television, radio, things of this nature, kind of explaining to people what this disease is. A lot of people think, it's just a skin disease, couldn't be too bad. But we have children that go to school and they're essentially ostracized. They get called names. We have one of our little children that was treated with one of our patients in the study with the CLN body wash. He wasn't treated with CLN body wash, but he was in the study. He used to be called Red Man at his school, and he didn't really want to go to school. He felt like it was not a good place to go. He was ridiculed. Once he started using the CLN body wash on a regular basis, he had a significant improvement in his condition. He used to have to take antibiotics and even an anti-transplant rejection drug, cyclosporin, to keep his skin from being as inflamed. And once he actually started adding the CLN into his regimen, he was able to discontinue some of those other more dangerous drugs. It's been really very useful for him and others. So we want people to realize that this isn't just a trivial disease. And we're going to have a camp for children that have skin diseases. Many of them have atopic dermatitis or eczema. Sponsored by the American Academy of Dermatology, and these children go to this camp. It's a place where they can kind of be with other children with skin diseases. It's just transformational for them. So it's a bad disease. There is no cure for it, but thank goodness we have a new product here that can actually help out with the condition.
Yeah, certainly a horrible disease indeed. And lastly, what are the most frustrating eczema symptoms people commonly suffer from, and how can they be managed?
You know, some of the symptoms are probably the worst one is itching. These people are constantly scratching and rubbing their skin, and it gets thickened like leather. There's redness associated with it. A lot of times, if it's really a severe inflamed condition, flare, they will ooze. Their skin will ooze and weep, and they get crusted, and then they get secondarily infected with things like MRSA or like other staph that may not be sensitive to, it may be sensitive to antibiotics. So, basically, it's a terrible disease. Probably the worst one is the itching and the chronic rubbing and scratching. That keeps these people up at night. They can't sleep well, and sometimes they get severely depressed as a consequence of this.
Yeah, I certainly can understand that as well. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information, how they can be in touch, and also on the line of products?
Yeah, we have a website, www.clnwash.com, that they can go to learn more about our products and actually can order products there. Also can actually order products on Amazon even. So if you have an Amazon account, you can go there and actually put in CLN and it will come up and you'll see that you can order it directly from there. Some cities have pharmacies and that's also on our website. I'd also encourage people to go to the National Eczema Association website and learn more about the disease eczema and atopic dermatitis, especially given that this is National Eczema Awareness Month. And if you go to our site, you can also find some of the other conditions that our product is helpful with. It's good for people that have folliculitis and acne, even some non-infectious skin diseases like seborrheic dermatitis, rosacea can be benefited with this. And we actually, there's a researcher in Stanford now, Dr. Thomas Leung, who's doing studies to show that it has a direct anti-inflammatory agent. So even in conditions that aren't necessarily caused by infections, like people that get radiation therapy for breast cancer and others, it actually has some benefit there as well. So a lot more to learn about it and about all these various conditions as well as the way that that this product can be useful in working with them.
Well, Dr. Cockrell, very informative. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much. It's really an honor to be able to talk with your listeners.
And likewise, we've been speaking with Dr. Clay Cockrell, an internationally recognized pioneer in the field of dermatology and the co-founder of CLN Skincare, a line of products uniquely designed by physicians for skin prone to eczema, sensitivity, folliculitis, acne, and other infections. And once again, the website of reference is clnwash.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Dermatology Skincare Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.